Kicking off hour number three of the program, this segment is brought to you by the East Tennessee Fishing Show and Expo.
Thank you for remembering the and Expo. It's very, very important. It's not just a show. It's also an expo.
The largest event dedicated to fishermen in the Southeast.
Come on.
I'm a pro now. See, I had to fill in for you. I know everything about it.
For over 30 years.
It's a four-day event. Four-day. It's not just a weekend. Not just a weekend. No, no, no.
Uh-huh.
All 4 days, late January 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th.
This is pretty
good.
Put
it on your calendars. Join us in 2018.
What's the address of the Expo Center?
Oh, man. It's the big one on Clinton Highway. I don't need numbers. I can see the damn thing.
5441, 5441 Clinton Highway. 90,000 square feet plus of fishing rods, reels, lures, tackle, boats, apparel, electronics, and accessories. Plenty of vendors, exhibitors, demonstrations, events, and showroom. Not just for seasoned anglers. I cannot drive that point home enough. There is stuff for your wife, for your girlfriend, for your children, for your grandparents, for your parents. There's something for everyone here. With that much space, there's all kinds of goodies, regardless of what you do. If you enjoy doing anything in the outdoors, you will have vendors and exhibitors here with toys for you to play with.
My kids like watching the going by the lure vendors and just watching how they can make them all move.
Yeah, where they
ways.
Where they put them in the tank and they're like, this is what it looks like in the water. Exactly.
Make them look real.
They know what they're doing. It's tons of fun. Also, right after the show today, if you're on Twitter, make sure you're following Fox Sports Knox. We're going to be doing a retweet, follow, and win giveaway for the Orca 40 cooler.
Nice.
The big 40, I don't even know what it is, 40 liter, 40 gallon. It's the big cooler from Orca. We're giving it away in like forest green, I think, is the color. All you got to do is retweet the tweet from Fox Sports Knox.
It's quartz. They're quartz.
Quartz. 40 quart. Thank you.
Yeah.
No, you measurement systems. You know, you never know, really. Mm-hmm. 40 quart Orca cooler. That's one of the big ones.
This thing costs like hundreds of dollars.
It's like $300, I think.
Yeah.
All you got to do is retweet the tweet, follow Fox Sports Knox, and follow East TN Fishing Show. Or excuse me, Fishing Show TN. The website is easttnfishingshow.com. Follow Fishing Show TN, retweet the tweet, and you will be entered to win the 40-quart Orca cooler in forest green, military green, whatever. Been over on the Orca website. When you get this cooler, I mean, you got it for free if you win.
37.8 liters.
Whew. So almost 40 liters. That's close. Quarts and liters, apparently pretty close in measurement. Mm. Like yards and meters, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty good at this stuff.
Standard metric, yeah. You know.
Yeah, I'm pretty good. I'm close. Measurements are a thing.
They're important.
But tons of accessories available at orcacoolers.com.
I know Terry Scroggins is going to be there, and your boy, Ott Defoe.
Thank you for saying it the right way. Ott Defoe. Otter Defoe.
Uh-huh.
Local guy.
Two T's.
Yep. Ott Defoe.
Skylar Hamilton.
Skylar's a local guy. I used to, back right when I was out of college and I worked at Bass Pro for about a year and a half, Skylar was always up there doing tank demonstrations. Skylar's a good guy. I've met a lot of these guys. They're good people. So if you like to fish, if you're getting interested in it, if you think you might be, could be, maybe interested in it sometime, you should head on out to the fishing show. It's going to be a really fun weekend. And they're going to be giving away at the fishing show, if you go Thursday through Sunday, they will be drawing a winner. You just put your name on a sheet of paper and throw it into a boat, and they will draw a winner out of the boat on Sunday. You could win a free boat. They're also giving away a couple of kayaks. So tons of stuff to win, lots of free samples of stuff. If you go out there, there's a couple of cooking exhibits set up where they'll let you taste some seasoning, some fish, some steak. I mean, it's fantastic. It's just a great event. You can go there and spend a couple hours. You're not going to go there and walk through it in 5 minutes. It's a big old toy, especially for me because I love fishing.
Yeah, you're going to be out there like all 4 days, right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Let's just keep it real. I'll probably be there all 4 days. But be on the lookout for that giveaway later of the Orca 40.
Orca 40. Can't beat that. Where are you on the... we're in this dead zone, but we got bowl game starting on Saturday. Saturday the 16th coming up.
Oh, yeah, that's right. People need to go ahead and sign up for
our bowl pick
'em. Is it 1340 Fox Sports Knoxville?
Just search. It's Fox Sports Knoxville 1340.
Okay, I inversed it. Sorry.
So if you put Fox Sports Knoxville, you should find it there. But Fox Sports Knoxville 1340, bowl pick 'em. You want to get in that by this Saturday so you can start picking games and have a chance to pick all the right winners. You know, I mean, You want to make sure you nail that Troy North Texas game this Saturday at 1.
It's a big one. I care zero about bowls this year.
Really?
I'm so footballed out after this season and what we were forced to watch, knowing every week what we were going to see and then getting that and worse.
You're not going to watch your boy Mike Bobo take on Marshall this weekend?
Don't get me wrong. I mean, it's football and there's only, you know, a month of it left. I'm going to watch it. I just don't care right now. Like, everyone's been kind of talking about hit the reset button. I'm ready to hit the reset button on this season. I'm ready for it to be over and really start focusing on 2018. Like, I'm really interested in early recruiting. I'm very interested in recruiting and signing day this year. We'll see what Jeremy Pruitt is going to be able to do. I agree with you. I think it's unfair to put expectations on this class, although I do think it's important. And spring practice, like, that's like signing day will happen, and then a month later spring practice starts. That's what I'm interested in. I'm interested in how Jeremy Pruitt handles the filling out the remainder of his staff. What are his media availabilities like? What is it going to be like when they start practice? Is media going to be allowed to watch? And if they are, what is a Jeremy Pruitt practice like? How much different is it, you know, than a Butch Jones practice?
I wonder if we even get to see any
of it. I don't know. Yeah, like, I'm interested. I'm interested to see. If we get to see anything, he may say, we got to close it down. He might Ed Orgeron this whole thing and say, just leave us alone. Let us focus on football. It's like Willy Wonka, right? He closed the factory for all those years. It's like, yeah, we'll see you when the season starts.
Yeah.
We'll see you at the Orange and White game. We'll see you against West Virginia. Until then, though, just you can talk to us, but really, we're changing some things, and you don't want to see how the sausage is made. Or, you know, it could just be a coach thing where you don't want to share secrets. But I mean, you heard him in the press conference talking about, you know, kind of the way they did some things at Alabama. I don't know how anyone could be upset if you find out that Jeremy Pruitt is borrowing a lot of philosophy from Nick Saban and what they did at Alabama, regardless of what aspect of your football program it is, be it staffing or practice, you know, day-to-day type stuff, scheduling. I think there's a lot involved, and I'm hopeful that Jeremy Pruitt, I mean, he's been around some pretty damn good coaches, right? He's been with Jimbo Fisher. He's been with Mark Richt. He's been with Nick Saban. You hope that he has taken notes from all three of those guys on what works and what doesn't. And then I hope he's given the authority to make those changes when they're necessary and when he wants to. And there's no, you know, I hope that people who are over there aren't saying, well, that's not how we've done it this way for years. You know, I hope he's able to say, well, that ain't working. We're doing it this way now. You know, shape up or ship out.
Yeah, there's going to be some cancer cutting out and some house cleaning going on and
yeah,
all that, whatever cliche you want to use.
Yeah,
over there.
This isn't a. It was bad enough over there that I think there's going to be. I'm not saying it gets worse before it gets better, but you will find out more things that were wrong before we start to see the turnaround. I mean, it's going to be a long off season. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun, but there's still a lot that has to be done.
Did big programs miss their chance this year to snag Lane Kiffin early? I don't know why I had this thought. It just hit me. I was looking at this bowl list because we were talking about the pick 'em thing. What's weird, so it's the Cherubundi Tart Cherry Boca Raton Bowl in their stadium. So it's Akron at FAU. Like, they're playing a home game for their bowl game.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Lane Kiffin's going to be able to just have a big old party, probably beat Akron and ride off in the sunset for the year, start recruiting. He's already stealing 3-star recruits from SEC schools.
Yeah.
Like, shouldn't somebody have made this move now?
I'm surprised somebody didn't. I really am.
Like,
Oregon,
what were you thinking? I know they liked the guy they promoted, but.
And I get that, you know, the coaching world, the athletics world probably knows more about Lane Kiffin than casual fans or media. You know, a lot of those conversations that happen remain private. But I am surprised that he didn't get a step up job this year. Maybe
you think
not
he got offers? You think he got calls?
I'm certain he got calls.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, you know, those didn't pan out. I mean, don't get me wrong. If I think Mississippi State got a pretty good hire getting Penn State's OC, but he's not better than Lane Kiffin. He's just not. So there has to be more to it. And maybe that's an SEC thing, right? Maybe Nick Saban has kind of poison-pilled Lane Kiffin to the SEC, and maybe, you know, USC has poison-pilled him to the Pac-12. But there were other schools, you know, that could give him a step up pay-wise from what he's getting at FAU, which I think is, right at a million. Like, he should have been able to get a job somewhere for 2.5. Why that didn't happen, I don't know. Maybe Lane Kiffin is holding out thinking, I can do 1 year here and jump and make 2.5 for 2 or 3 years and then make another jump. Or maybe he's thinking, if I win 10 games 2 years in a row at FAU, some big dog will take a chance. Some big dog will come calling and say, we're tired of losing, we're just ready to win now, you're our guy, let's ride. So maybe it's a long play for Lane Kiffin instead of jumping at the first offer that comes your way. Mm-hmm. Maybe he is waiting for the Power 5 gig that he can go somewhere and really make some noise.
If I'm him, though, I'm worried. I don't know. Maybe he's not. Maybe he's supremely confident. But, I mean, they won every conference game. They basically won all the games they could at their level this year. I mean, I know they can schedule bigger teams and try and have that big kind of upset moment NCAA basketball style.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I don't know. It's strange to me that things didn't at least heat up as with the second layer of the coaching carousel. We never got to talk about that story too, about John Curry leaving the Chad Morris interview 3 times to take phone calls. And
I didn't even hear that until yesterday when you
really?
Guys were talking yeah. about it. I hadn't heard that.
And then saying, I think I'm getting fired.
So is that like a true report?
I don't know.
Do we buy that?
I don't know.
Hey, Chad, going to have to cut this one short. Just got fired. I mean, that's pretty telling and terrible.
I think the only story I've ever heard that's weirder and kind of funnier than that is when they had, it was European soccer or maybe English Premier League, and they had the manager of the team, you know, the coach, and if we're talking about it, as the guest analyst because they were like, they were dumb off, or it was either a cup weekend or they were off or something. And so he was the guest analyst on the network, the TV network, and the breaking news came across the ticker that
he had
been
fired.
And he didn't even know. And he was having to break down his own firing, essentially. You know, it's like, it'd be like, yeah.
Wow, what better insight than the guy who just got fired?
Right, right. What went wrong, Danny? You know, it's like, holy cow.
Could have got a text. Text would have been nice. Just a little heads up would have been really good. Imagine having to walk back in to Chad Morris. Hey, by the way, you're killing this interview. You're really doing great.
Put a great word in for you with Arkansas.
Go to Arkansas.
Now.
I don't know who's behind me. It's Vollmer.
It's like the psycho music. Here it comes.
Is that gonna work like heck to fire his ass.
I can whoop his ass, too. We'll come right back with more 3 and Out driven by Toyota Knoxville. This segment of the program brought to you by NutriShop, located right here in Knoxville, down from the Academy Sports. What's the number, Houston? I know it's Moss Grove Boulevard.
Don't
I got
patronize
that,
me
I got
with
that,
your, oh,
I got
right
that,
down, bro. What's
I
the number?
I got that memorized.
Don't throw Moss it to me Grove like Boulevard. I'm some idiot. It's 107.
What do you mean,
Moss
like
Grove?
You're some idiot?
You're doing the... Rob, but what's the address? Tell him what he's won, Johnny. It's 107 Moss Grove Boulevard, right in front of Academy Sports West Knoxville.
You know, you
across
always,
the street from like Culver's.
You know, you should always switch if it's the goat game. The what is that? Behind the curtains.
NutriShop owner Kyle Spicer, VFL, big O line guy, big Fulmer guy. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
You don't?
No. The goat game? What is it? When is the goat game?
It's like where you know, there's one prize behind one of the doors. There's 3 doors. Is it Let's Make a Deal? Is that it? I think it's Let's Make a Deal. You should always switch.
If you're looking for sports nutrition, weight loss, vitamin, general health supplements, like protein, pre- and post-workout, muscle optimizers, optimizers is what I always
optimizers?
Say. Optimizers.
Let's just change
because
the name
it's, because vitamins is the next word.
Mm.
I want to say optimitamins. Optimizers and vitamins, along with consultation analysis, customized care and planning. NutriShop is your place. I don't know what game you're talking
it's
about.
It's Let's Make a Deal. It's one of the games on
okay.
Let's Make a Deal. You know how Price is Right has different games? It's one of the games on Let's Make a Deal.
I don't think I've ever watched Let's Make a Deal.
You pick a curtain, and then they say, you can switch. You should always switch. The math says switch.
The math says switch.
Always switch. It increases your odds of winning. The great thing about Kyle, though, and NutriShop is that there's no deals to be made. It's all a good deal.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to make you the best deal, not the best deal for himself.
The deal's right there. That is the deal.
Did the guys do – I know they were on remote Thursday. I was packing and trying to get out of town and make my flight. Did they do the in-body scan?
Oh, that's a good question.
I think they did.
I
think they did. It's pretty – I mean, it's so easy. You know,
have you done it yet?
I did. I don't want to talk about the results.
Really?
I didn't know
you did it.
Oh, yeah. He basically made us. When Esteban went in there, he was like, just take your shoes off. I was like, don't tell me what to do. And he was like, take your shoes off. I was like, okay, yeah, you got him too.
He's a former VFL big guy. Offensive
Well, he's still a VFL. He's a VFL.
Former player VFL. Sorry.
Yeah, it's fine. It's just semantics. But, you know, he's like, just take your – I was like, what do I got to do? I got to strip down? I'm not stripping down. He's like, no, just take your shoes off. I was like, oh, that's pretty easy.
Yeah.
You stand on the machine. It takes, I don't know, 30 seconds. Boom, printout. Water weight, fat, muscle mass, height, weight, everything you could possibly need. And then he's going to say, all right, here's where you are. Here's where you need to be. Here's how you get there. Come back in 2 weeks. We'll see where you are. Oh, you're better here. You're worse here. Here's the supplements I would try if I were you. You try them. If they work, you keep them. If they don't, he says, I'll buy those back from you. Let's get you on something you like. And you can taste before you buy. Also, the big thing, Chance always talks about this, the clean eating.
Yeah.
The meal prepping, the planning. He's like an expert in that. And he has all these spices and sodium-free like salts, which doesn't make sense, but it is true. It's like sodium-free seasoning.
Yeah.
All this stuff to make your healthy, clean food taste good. You can get all of it at NutriShop. And if you don't know where the shop is, or if you're not in the Knoxville area, maybe you're in the Mid-State area, NutriShopUSA.com for the store locator. But we would recommend Kyle, because I know Kyle.
Yes.
And I know Kyle and his people are going to treat you right.
Knoxville, Cool Springs in the Mid-State, and Franklin?
No.
No?
Cool Springs is Brentwood, Franklin, the other one's in Murfreesboro.
Cool Springs, Murfreesboro.
Like I said, NTSU, all their athletics, they get their supplements from Kyle.
Boom. Perfect.
Kind of a big deal.
Yep. NutriShop, Moss Grove Boulevard. Make it happen. You know, one of the big topics in the national landscape that's just completely bizarre. We talked a lot about the Ball family.
Yes.
And
they have been a hot topic for months now.
LeVar, is handling. He kind of won, you know, with the Lakers selecting son number one, but now things have seemed to take a weird turn. There are sources now saying that the Lakers have had to have the meeting with the dad, have had the LeVar Ball meeting.
They banned the media
to tone it down
from talking to family members after games because after a game, the media ran to LeVar and said
he had his own press conference.
Yeah. The dad of Lonzo is having press conferences after the game, and the Lakers said, okay, this is getting out of hand. You can no longer talk to players' family after the game. And then, yeah, you just mentioned it. Now the Lakers are going to LeVar, and they're saying, buddy, chill.
Now he's pulled the younger kids out of school, and the latest is he's going to send them to Lithuania to play basketball. There's a Yahoo article by Jeff Eisenberg saying that Lithuania, according to Americans that have played over there, the worst place to send basketball.
Really? They say that's the worst one?
Ball Brothers pick, quote, worst possible place, says American who played in Lithuania. Yeah.
Okay.
According to Ben Bruce, who's played pro basketball over there before. I think they'll last a month maximum, he said. It seems like the worst possible place they could have picked.
So, are the majority of people... Where is the divide here? Where do we think? Is it a 50-50 split on people still? Because some people have been kind of out on LeVar and then kind of got back in and then got out again. Where are we now? Now that you've pulled one kid out of UCLA after he gets caught in China for shoplifting, you take the other kid out of high school and you're sending them to play pro ball in Lithuania. while simultaneously the Lakers are having to have private conversations with you, telling you to please stop criticizing the coach publicly. You're hurting the organization. Like, are we still, are people still on board that LeVar's doing the best for his boys? Because people kind of flip-flop for a while with, oh, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen, to, oh, maybe it's crazy like a fox. Maybe he really is the smartest man in the room. I don't see how sending two sons to Lithuania to play basketball for $500 a month is a very good gig. And they're going to be homeschooled by him?
Maybe.
Not in Lithuania. I just, the whole thing is starting to just kind of unravel. It seems like lucky for Lonzo, he's already in the league. Like, he's getting his money. He's in the NBA. He's playing for the Lakers. Everything's going fine. But there's still seems like some pretty big issues with the Ball family.
The guy that the Yahoo article interviewed, Bruce, from he went over there to play in 2016. He had led Wisconsin to the Final Four. And then tried out with the Bucks and got cut. He goes over to Lithuania to play. He said hardly anyone in the 7,500 person village that he was. That
they
his
call
team
them
was
villages.
At, spoke English.
They call it a village.
Yeah,
75. Not a city.
7,500 people.
It's a village.
7,500.
Not a town. A village.
There's 700,000 in Knox County.
What do you think of when you think of village? I think
Beauty
of
and the Beast.
Do you think of like candlelit? Houses? Because I don't think of electricity in a village.
In a village, I always picture like thatched roofs.
Yeah, thatched roofing. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Is that what Lithuania is?
I mean, 7,500 people. No, not a lot. I mean, I'm sure they have hard roofs.
Maybe they need to update the terminology from village to town. Town, village sounds like you're going to be living without power and having to wear like bear skin as you walk around to stay warm. Town maybe is a little bit more
town
accurate
be
here.
Restaurants typically only serve traditional Lithuanian dishes,
which
unrecognizable to the American players on the team.
Oh, let me keep reading. I'll Google famous Lithuanian dishes.
Michael Dixon Jr. was also on that team. Said they would drive 30 to 40 minutes to the nearest big city to try and find a mall, a grocery store, or a restaurant that offered American food. Says only the premier teams in Europe can afford the charter flights and high-end hotels that major conference American college teams take for granted.
Uh-huh.
Not NBA teams. No, colleges. Bruce's team bused or ferried to games in Latvia, Estonia, and Finland and saved money by staying in bargain hotels. Quote, my American teammates and I would literally count down the days until we could get back to America. It was always cold and dark. There are only like 5 or 6 hours of sunlight every day, and you're in a gym for half of it. It's a good basketball league, but there are plenty of other places in Europe that I would much prefer to live.
Tell me if this sounds appetizing to you. The national dish of Lithuania is the kepalina, or zeppelin, they call them.
Mm-hmm.
Large dumplings made of a mixture of raw and cooked potato dough that is filled with pork. So far, so good.
Yeah, I'm in.
Then doused in a ladle of sour cream and bacon sauce.
Bacon sauce sounds yummy.
That actually sounds okay. Next on the list, fried bread. Who doesn't love fried bread? So far, I'm a fan of Lithuanian cuisine. Apparently, the fried bread is often consumed with a beer as an accompaniment. Sounds amazing. Beetroot soup. A warm, comforting soup made of beetroot, onion, carrot, and celery mixed with meat stock, usually pork, I'm told, seasoned with salt, pepper, and dill. When served, it should be a beautiful red color and comes with potatoes that are meant to be added to the soup. This stuff looks great. Chilled borscht. Who doesn't know about tomato borscht? That's the best way to get the smell out of your dog when they get sprayed by a skunk. Grybuki? Mushroom cookies? Don't know about the mushroom cookies.
Did you know 2% of the population likes the smell of skunks?
I don't know how that's possible.
My son is one of them.
How? What?
I don't know. I just thought I'd throw that in there.
He just thinks it's a good smell?
You mentioned skunks. My daughter told me that this morning. She gave me the stat. It's been weird because there's a lot of skunks in East Tennessee.
Yeah, like, we got a lot.
You drive down the back roads and, you know. Yeah, he likes it. I just always thought he was being a contrarian, but apparently he's part of the
2%. He is that anyway. Yeah. I got to be honest. I'm reading all the stuff about Lithuanian cuisine
right now. Right?
I'm not ready to move, but it's a lot of, you know, potato cakes and potato dumplings, and like it looks fine. Like I was thinking it would be, you know, like, oh, the national dish is uncooked cow stomach served on a pickle. I don't know.
Maybe you could go over there and do, you know,
that's fine.
Baltic League basketball shows.
I'm sure.
Enjoy some Lithuanian cuisine.
I'm sure they'd love it. So where are you on LeVar? You in or you out of LeVar?
He's insane. No, this is awful. This is terrible. Like,
if they're both in the NBA in 2 years, is it terrible? Can they both be in the NBA in 2 years?
Yes, it's still terrible because this isn't the best route to go to the NBA. His son was at UCLA. It's been proven that that's the best route to go to the NBA. I understand you don't get paid when you're in college, but it's only 1 year when we're talking basketball. You know, catastrophic injuries don't usually happen in basketball, and even if they were to happen, you're not, it's not like you're making a ton of money over there in Europe that's gonna be the difference. You mentioned $500 a month, which maybe in Lithuania goes far, but this is terrible parenting on all fronts. Even if it works out, I know it worked out with, you know, the Lakers and all this stuff, but the younger, you know, even the kid at UCLA, they were talking about how he's not even a top NBA prospect or an NBA prospect at all. In this article, they're saying the main thing that these guys, they're going to have to adjust to the language, the climate, the lifestyle, but the worst part is they're going to be playing against grown men on the basketball court. And, you know, they point out Brandon Jennings, Jeremy Tyler have both struggled from going from high school to, you know, European leagues. Apparently, the Ball brothers aren't even going to play in the big contest for their team because that's too much to ask. This is a lower-level league, and it'll probably be a huge adjustment for them. The director of scouting for Euro Hoops says they'll play against players who aren't as talented as some American players, but they're more experienced and more physical and make decisions quickly, and they know every trick in the book. It's just a totally different environment. And I don't know. It's gonna be something. But I'm completely out on LeVar Ball. I mean, he's proven it now. It's one thing to say you're crazy like a fox for selling shoes that are so expensive that if you sell a few and then make a few, you still make money. It's another thing to treat your children like a video game. You know, I mean, these are human beings, and they're just being led into, at worst, not an ideal situation. We'll hit a break. We'll come right back. Get to your phone calls on the flip side. Stick with us. You're listening to 3 and Out, driven by Toyota Knoxville. Gosh, we have the best listeners, Houston. We got Joe calling in saying, hey, I know all about Lithuania.
And basketball, you said.
Remember we had the whole Ho Chi Minh City, Saigon issue? We had a listener from Vietnam say, hey, here's the deal, boys.
I live here. They call it Saigon.
We got fans everywhere. We're everywhere.
I'll never, ever forgive the trivia guy at Hops and Hollers that night for not giving us Saigon over Ho Chi Minh City. Shame. And you know what? He didn't come back.
No.
I think Todd said, nope, we've had enough.
We have great
fans. If you're going to cheat the boys at Fox Sports Knoxville, you're not coming back to do
trivia.
Now they got a new guy. We've won twice and a new guy. Maybe three times. I don't know.
There you go.
We keep winning.
Simple. Let's go to Joe. We need
let's
perspective.
Let's see what Joe says about
Lithuania and basketball. Joe,
is it as scary as some people are trying to make it out to be?
No, but I got to provide some context.
Context away, yeah. Joe. Context away.
Okay, here's the context. Lithuanians love basketball. So the idea that some Americans are going to come over there and tell them how great they are is going to be very, almost offensive. And that, I think, is going to be the problem. Because Lithuania has a long basketball tradition. Back in the Soviet Union, basically, when the Soviets played basketball, it were all Lithuanians.
Wow.
So this is, I think, the crux of the issue. And yes, they're going to be in a tiny town where no one speaks English. It's not Vilnius, which is rather cosmopolitan, which they do okay in. This is a little town where people are going to look askew at them and not really care so much that they're great American basketball players, quote unquote.
Wait, where are they? What's the village they're going to be in?
Prenai, or it's not even close to the capital, which is Vilnius.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's just it's not a good situation. The stuff about the weather is totally true. It'll start getting light at about like 10 in the morning. It'll start getting dark about 3 in the afternoon. Yeah, it's just it's tough.
So you've spent some time there, Joe?
Excuse me, go ahead.
You say you spent some time in Lithuania?
Yeah, you know, I've been off and on there probably the last 10 years.
Oh, wow.
It's a great place. It's awesome. It's not, you know, I didn't want listeners to get the impression it's a scary place. It is not. It is an awesome place. It is going to be tough for two teenage young men to play basketball in Lithuania thinking that they own the town.
Right.
Lithuanians love basketball. Probably, I don't know, I'd have to compare it maybe to Spain.
Oh, wow.
Of Europe,
okay.
Probably the most intense basketball culture.
Joe, good stuff, man.
How's the food?
Food's amazing. Very, very meat and potato based. If you grew up in East Tennessee like I did,
it's my kind of place,
fit
Joe.
In real well. There's this awesome dish called kugelis. You can look it up online. Kugelis. Here's the ingredients basically: potatoes, pork fat, and onions. That's the dish. It's amazing.
I'm in. Is it like confit potatoes or something? It sounds amazing.
It's basically a form of potato casserole.
Ooh.
But they take what they call a potato ricer, which basically shreds the potatoes almost like hash browns, but even thinner than that. It's quite something special.
Now I'm hungry.
Joe's on board with Lithuanian cuisine. Joe, thanks for the call, buddy.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
See you guys. Appreciate it.
Wonder how does LeVar Ball translate when he goes to see the boys play in Lithuania and he starts standing up and screaming at the coach because LiAngelo is on the bench. How does that play out? Does he get run out of the gym? Do they start beating up LeVar Ball? Because here everyone kind of looks at him and they're like smiling. He's like, play my boy. If he goes and does it in Lithuania, no one will understand him, which is funny. But then is the coach just like, you get the hell out of my gym. Never come back. No soup for you. Does he just run him off? You are banned. 1 year. 1 year. I don't know if that's what they sound like in Lithuania.
I don't think so.
I just went with Soup Nazi.
Yeah.
I can't remember where he was from. I just went with Soup Nazi.
Look, listen, I played high school basketball. We've all been there. You think you're a pretty good high school player, and then you go down to like the Y, right? And you play these guys that are, 36 years old. And as they say here, maybe you're a little quicker than they are. Maybe your jump shot's a little bit better. But they know every trick in the book.
Yep.
They know each other. They know just where to hit you as you go up for a rebound so that you're not in the play.
Pinch the ribs, grab the shorts when you jump.
If you're trying to post up, they're hooking the arm. And, it's not enough to call a foul. And if you do, then you're just a little.
Baby.
You know what I mean.
Be careful. Baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Go with baby.
You're soft.
Yeah. You see, you always say baby because babies can't get offended.
Gotcha.
You're like if you say don't be a little girl, girls like, hey, I can play.
Right.
Don't you say sissy, like, someone who's been called a sissy takes offense. You know who can't get offended and call in and say, I didn't appreciate that? A baby.
Mm.
Babies can't do that.
There's,
so you make fun of babies. Don't be a baby.
There might be special rules that you're not aware of. Sometimes the court might be short, so there's no backcourt violation, at some of the Y gyms or those type of places.
European basketball is different anyway.
I know.
They've got like the trapezoid lane.
Yeah, you don't have to wait for the ref to blow the whistle to inbound the ball. It's more like soccer. Ball goes out of bounds. You can just grab it and throw it in. That cost U.S. teams points in the Olympics for years.
Yep.
The ball go out of bounds. Other team would just grab it, throw it in, lay it up. The referee didn't even touch the ball.
Quick style of play. We got to go. We got to go. We got to go. The yellow on the ball could throw him off.
I don't know.
It's confusing. Why is there yellow on it? Is it to help you with the shot? Does it help see the ball against the orange seat backdrop? I don't know. But there's changes that are going to have to be made for the ball boys playing in Lithuania.
There was a long form
piece. Hope they
love
potatoes.
I read a few years ago about playing basketball in Europe. It blew my mind. Like, you can bet on a lot of these games, and the players can even bet on their own team. They can bet for their team.
Seems like a conflict of interest there.
You can't bet against your team, just for your team.
Are you sure?
It depends on the leagues and stuff.
So I could tell another player on another team, hey, bet on your team big tonight because I am throwing this thing. I am throwing this game. So you just get in cahoots with someone on the other team?
There's a lot of stuff about how guys wouldn't pass because they're just worried about their stats so they can move up to the next league and
stuff. Makes sense, really.
There's fights in the locker room, all kinds of stuff.
sports. Hashtag sports.
Hashtag sports. Final segment coming back at you. Hashtag three and out, driven by Toyota Knoxville.
National RX is not.
Final segment brought to you by Alumni Hall. Three area locations, Paper Mill, the Mall at Westtown, and, of course, the big one out at Turkey Creek. That place is about to be a zoo. Isn't Star Wars like in 2 days?
Tomorrow, I think.
Tomorrow?
Am I wrong?
Well, tomorrow. Probably. It's December 15th, the official whatever. So
tomorrow at midnight, essentially.
Yeah,
guess, okay.
Yeah, so yeah. Tomorrow, the late night, overnight, crazy stuff. Yeah. So that Alumni Hall, Turkey Creek.
About to get bananas.
Yeah, if you're out that way, you can swing in and get all set for Tennessee, North Carolina, Sunday afternoon. And
you can rep the new Jeremy Pruitt shirts that they've got at Alumni Hall right now. It's the state of Tennessee, and in the middle of the state, just five big old letters. Aight.
It's North Carolina.
He did say aight a lot.
He did a lot, yeah.
I like
yeah.
it. Aight.
North Carolina coming to town, take on Tennessee. We also have the voluntary action show to follow. It's going to air at 6 o'clock, which will obviously be just a little after the basketball game. North Carolina, Tennessee, special edition voluntary action. It's brought to you by the DW Designs, and they've got the Just Pruitt shirt there, and, of course, got you covered with the basketball T-shirts and gear as well. It's North Carolina, Tennessee. It's a huge game this weekend. The way John Reed's talked about, I think, is appropriate. It feels like a football weekend. There's no midweek game. You're just pushing towards a massive matchup on the weekend. And hopefully Tennessee can use that to feature the fan base for a lot of these recruits that hopefully will still be hanging around for the mid-afternoon basketball contest. Let's go to the phone lines and bring on Roger. Roger, you're on with Houston. And Nate, what's up, buddy?
Not much. How y'all doing? This morning.
We're great, Roger. We're great.
Cool. Y'all had a good week so far?
Yeah, man. We got Jeremy Pruitt in, you know, on board. Philip Fulmer back in place, and basketball team is playing really, really well. What you got for us?
Well, I was asking about Jeremy. You feel pretty good about him, Jeremy, coach.
Yeah, Raj. We talked about how the last couple coaches, people said they won the press conference. Jeremy Pruitt won the press conference too, which isn't that important. Doesn't really mean much, but. Yeah, I think he's a Tennessee. Yeah. He's like a Tennessee guy. He's a worker. He came up the hard way. You know, he wasn't silver spoon in the mouth like Derek Dooley, and he wasn't kind of a pretender like Butch Jones. So I'm optimistic. What did you think of him, Raj?
Yeah, I like him too. He's really the same guy. So I like him too. And that's why I asked you about the walkthrough. He can kind of come back. And yeah, I don't know. He's good at NFL. Tell how much good he think. How you see him, the players, they got come back, they can make them great players, and make them better.
Thanks for the call, Raj.
I think he's got we talked about this. I think it was the Thursday I left. I don't think this roster is terrible. I don't think it's as bad as the record. I don't know how good it is. I think we all agree, though, it's not a 4-8 roster. I think they've got some pieces on the offensive line. I think the defensive line could be okay. They've got to develop the secondary. They've got to develop the linebackers. I'll be very interested to see if he decides to go 4-3 or 3-4. Apparently, the year they won the national championship at Florida State with Pruitt as defensive coordinator, they did run 4-3. So this may be a personnel decision he has to make. I know that's the side of the ball that he's going to be focused on. I will be interested to see players like Shai Tuttle, like Khalil McKenzie, Kyle Phillips, you know, with a little bit more direction defensively. Maybe a little bit more of an emphasis in the weight room. Can a couple of those guys really, really explode going into their senior year? Because if they can, Tennessee's got – there's – I mean, Is that, are they all five-star talent? Maybe Shai was a four-star. I think he got bumped down. I mean, the talent is there, at least from a rating standpoint. I need to see if Pruitt can get something out of one of those guys or two or all three that we haven't seen yet. If a couple of those guys can come on, that helps your linebackers. That helps your secondary. And then offensively, does John Kelly come back? Does Garantano take the reins as quarterback? Does Adrian Martinez maybe come in and push? Can these receivers be taught to play a little bit more free? There's a lot of questions, Roger, and that's why I think that spring practice is going to be so interesting. It's a fresh start for everybody. I'm sure there are players on this roster who love the idea that they're coming in with a fresh start, that they're not being punished for something that happened under Butch Jones or another coach. I do think that this staff is already better top to bottom than anything Butch Jones had, and it's not even completely filled out yet. So I'm hopeful that there will be more development this offseason than there has been in previous years. I still just don't know what that makes the ceiling for this team. Even with tremendous development and huge strides in a couple of key areas, does that mean that this all of a sudden becomes a 6-win football team? Does it become a 7-win football team? Is it a team that maybe wins 7, but one of those is a signature win, right? Is it an Auburn? Is it a Georgia? I don't know that I would. I think Florida might count just because you've struggled with them for the better part of a decade now. So I don't know. I don't know what the ceiling becomes even with great development, but I do think this team will develop more this year than they have in recent years.
I asked Reed Carringer this question yesterday. Get your take on it quickly. The environment and culture was so toxic with Butch Jones, and we know that now. Is there any hope that was so bad that just flushing all that out allows the players to play a whole nother level better?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely think so. I think there was a lot of pressure on the kids because I think they probably knew that the system alone wouldn't do it. So you kind of have to perform within the system or you get benched, right? You have to do your job that the coaches tell you to do while also knowing that you need more than the system to succeed. That's a tough place to be, right? I want to play, so I have to do what they tell me, but I also know that this won't be good enough unless I kind of step outside. Hopefully, whatever the next coordinator brings in, whatever system that is, allows players to play free, but also the system itself showcases their ability in ways that by doing what they're supposed to do, they're reaching a new level of play that we really just didn't get to see. I mean, Joshua Dobbs was able to do it because he's the quarterback, right? And he touches the ball on every play. Other than that, not a lot of people were able to do that. So maybe moving forward, the system itself allows players to shine and not the opposite.
I just wonder if, especially against teams like Kentucky, Vanderbilt, South Carolina, Missouri, teams like that, if this team just making a change can't elevate kind of immediately. I mean, you know, maybe not like the Rams in the NFL,
yeah.
But that would be best case scenario and a great example. Keep it right here. Talk Sports is next. John Reed, Cody McClure, they'll take you all the way till 1 o'clock. And then, of course, the drive and overtime later this evening. You've been listening to 3 and Out, driven by Toyota Knoxville, right here on Fox Sports Knoxville Fan Run Radio.